Good morning. Good to see everyone this morning, and isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord? What a beautiful, wonderful day the Lord has made. I'd like to invite you to be with us in our Sunday school. Let me share the golden text of the lesson that we just had. It's Luke 15:24, and it says, "This my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." And of course, we had studied in our lesson today about the parable of the prodigal son. One of the things I've always found neat about this story, if you remember, when the son had hit rock bottom and he was coming back, the father saw him and he didn't stand there and wait on him. It says the father ran to him. Isn't that great illustration of God's grace? When someone comes to the Lord, when we come and we seek to him, all we got to do is just turn and seek him, and he runs to us. God is good. Amen. Have we had any birthdays this past week? I think we're good to go. I gave a little testimony before Sunday school about God's grace that I saw very much in action this weekend. I want to give a little bit of a further update. To make a long story short, Friday morning, I looked at my brother and thought that I was seeing him for the last time alive. A lot of people were praying, and we prayed with the doctors and everybody there, and the doctors told my sister-in-law after the surgery, they didn't think that he was even going to survive the surgery. Well, to make a long story short, today he gets to come home. God still is very much in the miracle business. God still is a loving and healing God. Boy, aren't you glad that he runs to us? God is good. Keep praying. Make that the most important part of your Christian life, is to pray, because we all need it. God is good. Pastor, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay. Let's join together in prayer. Father, we are thankful to be here this morning, and we thank you, Lord, that you are a good God and a God that loves us even beyond what we can understand, a God that has demonstrated that love to us by sending your Son to be our Savior. So, Lord, we thank you. We praise you that we can meet together in freedom. Thank you for a beautiful day. Thank you for this place set aside, Lord, for us to gather in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray that as we have come together, Lord, that you would be honored and glorified in our service today. That's our desire. We want to magnify your name and glorify you. And we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. David.
Well, again, I'd like to welcome everyone. It's good to see each one out. A beautiful morning this morning, and certainly we're excited about being here to hear God's word in both song and word, and so hopefully you'll enjoy the service this morning and be blessed by it. I want to remind you of one of the sign-up sheets back there, the mother-daughter. We need you to get signed up for that today if you possibly can, so that they can give the lady a count for the catering that'll be done. So if you'll do that. And also, we got a prayer-gram back there in the back for Mike, but we really ought to call it a praise-gram. So we're just excited that we're going to be able to send that to him. It's basically an answered prayer-gram, I guess you could say. But what a joy to hear that he's doing so well. And there's a few other sign-up sheets back there you're aware of, the Bible, Bob Jones Musical Group, the Nursery Workers, and I think that's the extent of the list for now. But please sign those if you will. All right, let's all stand. We're going to sing our do our chorus of praise. God is so good. You should be familiar with it. That's an old one from our children days. So.
Good song to sing this morning with the testimony we've heard already. You'll see your call to worship is found from the 119th Psalm, verses 9 through 16. Let's share it together. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word.
With my whole heart have I sought thee. O let me not wander from thy commandments.
Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee.
Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes.
With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth.
I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies, as much as in all riches.
I will meditate in thy precepts, and have respect unto thy ways.
I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word.
Amen.
Please turn in your hymnal to number 167, number 167.
Psalm 45 is our scripture reading this morning. My heart is inditing a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips, Therefore God hath blessed thee forever. Gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, with the glory and thy majesty. And in thy majesty ride prosperously, because of truth and meekness and righteousness, and that thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. Thine arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies, whereby the people fall under thee. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore, God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. All thy garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia, out of the ivory palaces whereby they have made thee glad. King's daughters were among thy honorable women. Upon thy right hand did stand the queen, gold of Ophir. Hearken, O daughter, and consider, and incline thine ear. Forget also thine own people and thy father's house. So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is thy Lord, and worship thou him. And the daughter of Tyre shall be there with a gift. Even the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. The king's daughter is all glorious within. Her clothing is of wrought gold. She shall be brought unto the king in raiment of needlework. The virgins, her companions, that follow her shall be brought unto thee. With gladness and rejoicing shall they be brought. They shall enter into the king's palace. Instead of thy fathers shall be thy children, whom thou mayest make princes in all the earth. I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever.
Thank you, Bruce. Would you join with me as a congregation as we pray and thank the Lord for this time of worship, as well as remember those on our prayer request list this morning. Our Father, we do thank you that we can join here today as we've gathered in your name to worship you. We thank you that you're a God above all gods, that you're the mighty and wonderful and wonder-making creator of this universe. We see it, the beauty of the handiwork, Lord, around us this time of the year. And so we're thankful for that. We thank you, Lord, that you've not only made us, but you have given us a Savior to redeem us from our sins and from our fallen estate. So, God, we thank you today for our Savior, Jesus, and for his willingness to come as the Lamb of God to give his life, that we might have forgiveness and we might be saved. Thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit as well, that you've given to us as a gift, dwells within us as your people, as your believers. We thank you for his ministry in our life, Lord, doing so many things that make it possible, Lord, for us even to live the Christian life in this wicked and ungodly world. So, Lord, we thank you for these blessings. We thank you for your word, the Bible we have in our hands. We thank you for the church and the gathering of God's people to worship you, Lord, to exalt Christ and to build each other up spiritually. And, Lord, also to reach out to those who are lost, who need saving faith. So, Father, we do thank you for these blessings. Thank you for the freedoms we enjoy as Americans. Thank you, Lord, that the gospel is being proclaimed throughout the world today. And we pray, God, as the word goes forth, that many will hear and many will turn and come to Jesus as Lord and Savior. Pray especially for those refugees in Europe who are coming from the Middle East, Lord, the Syrians and others. We just pray, God, that you would direct them in the right place where they will hear your truth and that they will know about Jesus and know about his deliverance and his forgiveness and come to you. Thank you, Lord, for what you're already doing. We praise you, glorify you. Bless the missionaries, we pray, not only from our church, but from churches, Lord, where they're representing faithfully the gospel. Give them great encouragement, protection, and great success as they reach men and women and boys and girls with the gospel. We thank you, Lord, for their dedication. Pray you'd bless them. In all the ministries, Lord, that are involved in taking the word of God to those who need to hear it, we thank you. Lord, we've got many people on our list today that are suffering from physical problems. We just pray, Father, that your hand of blessing would touch their lives. We thank you that you are the great physician. You are the great healer. We thank you for the testimony that is in our midst now concerning Michael, that how you've, Lord, just touched him and raised him up, and that he can actually go home today, Lord. We praise you and thank you for hearing and answering our prayers on his behalf. Pray for Lana, his wife. You'll also continue to strengthen her and bless her, Lord, in her physical condition. We thank you for Selah Grace Henderson, the way that you've been watching over her, blessing her and healing her, Lord. We praise you for that. We praise you, Father, that Bruce is doing well, and we pray that the results he gets from his ultrasound Tuesday will be positive and no problems. Lord, we pray that, and thank you for all of those who are doing better, for the healing of Alex Freeman, Lord, physically. We pray for his spiritual healing as well. For Jim Peters, who's doing so much better, Lord, we thank you for good testimony concerning him. And we just pray, Father, for your continued care and all of these other folks that are listed here, Lord. We mention their names to you, knowing, God, that you know exactly what's going on in their lives and you know the needs that they have. We pray, Father, not only for physical healing, but, Lord, we pray for those who are sick spiritually, those who have become prodigal, as we heard in our Sunday school this morning, Lord, those who've drifted away from you, who've gone into a foreign land and wasting their lives and not living for you, Lord. Our hearts ache and break for those who are away from you, Lord. We pray that you would cause them to come back and to repent and be restored. Pray for those who are lost today, Lord, those who are not saved. God, we ask that you'd bring them also to saving faith, that they might trust in Jesus as Lord and Savior. Pray for all the family needs we have, Lord, unspoken requests that burden our hearts because of children and grandchildren and brothers and sisters. And Lord, we just pray for your hand to work in all these lives, Lord. We thank you today, dear Lord, that you are the lover of souls, and that you're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So, Lord, help us to trust you and to realize and to know, Lord, that you love sinners and that you bring them to saving faith. And we pray, God, you would do that for those we remember. Pray for Edith today. You'll also continue to heal her and strengthen her. Pray for our sister Cora, Lord, as she goes to the surgeon tomorrow, that she'll get good news from him and that you'll give her faith and trust in you as she awaits the possibilities of his diagnosis. And so, Lord, we lift all of these people up to you, Lord, and know that you're a God who can handle all these requests, Lord. Thank you. Bless our men and women in uniform. Protect them. Strengthen them. May they serve well our nation. And those who are believers, may they serve well the Lord Jesus Christ as they're with others, perhaps, who don't know you. So, God, we thank you, we praise you, we pray you continue to bless this service. We ask all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
This time we'll take the morning offering. Logan, if you'll come. Steve, get you. Logan, will you pray for us, please?
Dear Lord, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for having the opportunity to come out here to learn more about you and to worship you. We please ask you to help anybody that couldn't make it this morning for traveling needs or sickness, that you may place your healing hand around them. And we ask you to just keep your hand around the earth and help with everything that's going on. And in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.